So the big question is this: what would you do if money didn't matter? Say you had millions in your bank account, what would you focus on? Would you spend more time with your family, with your wife, with your kids, take family vacations? Would you pursue your gifts and talents and dreams, serve your local community, teach others, serve your church community? You see, if what you would do if money didn't matter is pursue your gifts and talents and dreams to serve others, then that is probably what you should be doing. The problem is most people are in the rat race, living 5 inches in front of their face with no time to pursue what they were born to do. That is the problem, and the solution is to develop enough passive income to replace your working income so you can quit your job and be free to live your life the way you were created to. That is the solution, and this podcast will show you how. Everybody, welcome to another awesome episode of Cashflow Dad Life. We have a special guest on with us today, Paul Del Pozo. Paul, welcome to the show.
What's going on, man? Thanks for having me on. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming. I invited Paul to come on because Paul is just an all-around great guy. And he's also, you know, really in the flipping game, not just as far as like wholesaling goes. So not just like locally, but he's also got a virtual element to the business. But another really interesting thing about Paul, which is why I invited him to come on, because we haven't had a guest on the show like this, but he has actually a really cool Facebook community called Flex and Flip, because he's very into fitness. And it's just a great community. I'm a part of it myself. It's a great community to be a part of. Because, you know, there's daily inspiration there that he provides. And not only that, but it's just, you know, like a community of real estate investors and people who are interested in getting started in business. So it's amazing how much your actual fitness plays a part in your success in business. But we'll touch on that in a little bit. Paul, if you could just start us off, kind of tell us where you were at in your life before you looked at real estate and said, this is something that I think I need to do.
Right, right. Well, Ryan, thanks for having me on and, you know, sharing, allowing me to share my story with your audience. I always love connecting with people out there that may have a similar experience and that can help them connect and just keep going forward and moving forward. Well, before I got investing, I was trying to kind of find my next thing, which is, I think, very common with, you know, entrepreneurs or investors. They're in that transitional period, trying to figure out what that next move was. You know, I had spent about 10 years in the sports nutrition industry as a athlete and also, you know, as a salesperson, eventually sales manager within, you know, within the industry, within one of the larger companies in that business, but always with, you know, the desire of making things better within the company. I had these things, oh, I could do this better, I could do that better. And always having this idea of how I would be able to do things, all the while, you know, always having, as we call, side hustles of
right,
a side project or a side job or a side whatever to, you know, get more money or just kind of, you know, maybe a passion that you're working on or something, right? So I eventually started to kind of fade out of the sports nutrition phase in my life, only because I think it was a chapter where I was looking for more. I had kind of pushed myself physically to achieve the goals that I had set out for, you know, competing, winning in bodybuilding contests, just, you know, all the goals I had set out for myself at a very young age. I had started to kind of check off, and now I was looking for something else. I was at that point in my life where I needed more, right? I mean, just going to the gym and just perfecting myself wasn't really giving me that. So, you know, of course, you know, the business thoughts start running in my head. I had an idea one day while out here in California visiting, you know, you see all these people with these vaping devices, right? Electronic cigarettes. And, right. I'm like, well, you know, let's check into this. I started a e-cigarette business, right? Kind of weird for a fitness guy to get into, but I saw this opportunity. I saw this opportunity. I said, let me check this out. I made some strong connections with the key players I thought in the industry and started to establish my plan, created this business. I just realized that I was just missing a lot of business fundamentals, had a lot of hiccups, and just ultimately didn't have the success I wanted with that business. It was very short-lived, maybe about a year and a half, 2 years. And of course, I got to that point and was like, what am I going to do next, right? kind of wondering, you know, I didn't want to rely back to going into sports nutrition. It's kind of a path I already gone. I wanted to do my own thing. So, you know, as the internet is, you do a search or you share your thought or idea one day, and next thing you know, you're getting bombarded by all sorts of ads and all sorts of, you know, clickbait for whatever you're looking for. And I got this real estate thing that hit me or my inbox, and I checked it out. It was something about, you know, check out real estate, you know, learn what wholesaling is, no money down, you know, all those things that you're like, what? No money down. But I always had this thought in my head about real estate for many years, but I'd never really acted on it. So I said, hey, why not? Let me check out what this webinar is. So I signed up next day or two. I listened to this webinar. You know, I start learning what wholesaling, what these terms are, what it can do. And I'm like, you know what? I can do this. I can figure this out. I mean, most of this sounds like, you know, BS to me is what I thought, but let me sniff it out. Let me try to figure out what's real, what's not.
Hey guys, I wanted to take a brief break from the show to remind you that if you haven't yet gotten your copy of my newest book, The 7-Day Real Estate Survival Blueprint, How to Create $10,000 Out of Nothing in Less Than a Month, then what are you waiting for? The book is available on Amazon for $19, but if you are a listener of this podcast, you can get it absolutely for free. All you have to do is cover the shipping charges, which is less than an extra value meal at McDonald's. So you could get fatter, or you could invest in an incredible amount of wisdom and a step-by-step blueprint. I cover by the hour exactly what I would do for the next 7 days to make sure that I have $10,000 in my pocket in less than a month by investing in real estate, starting with nothing. Say you have no money, okay, and no experience. So the book is amazing, and if you want to get it for free, it's cashflowdadlife.com/7, okay, and then you can get it there and just cover the shipping costs. All right, guys, back to the show.
Let me try to figure out what's real, what's not. So I started, you know, reaching out to folks, called my cousin. I knew he was doing some real estate stuff at the time. I had no idea. And he's like, yeah, you know, I do some wholesaling. I do some rehabs, this and that. So I started looking into it. And man, before you know it, I'm fully obsessed with YouTube University, with every online resource, just trying to get as much information. And before you know it, I get a list of pre-foreclosures. And literally, I'm telling you, and this is a matter of 3-4 weeks, get a list of pre-foreclosures. I'm out there knocking on doors. Boom, 2 weeks later, I get a deal. Boom. I proved it to myself. This works. I can do this. I'm going to crush this. And then crickets for months. You know, but now I at least was in the game. I had proven to myself that I can find a deal. Now it was really about just figuring out how to make this, you know, repetitive or actual real business, right? So that's kind of where I went to where I am right now.
So you went through the process, and you know, that's the hardest thing that I tell everybody is like just getting that first deal. How much was that first deal? What was that check?
Man, that first deal, that was a $15,000 assignment.
$15,000. Nice. Oh, so you use the assignment method too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We assigned it. I'll kind of tell you the nitty gritty on that. So I knew of a local RIA. They, at the time I was living in Florida, they're called the BREA, Broward Real Estate Investor Association. They have pretty big, strong program down there. And they had, like a joint venture type program out there. If you didn't have buyers, which of course at the time I had none, you know, you're in a mad dash to try to find your first property, and then you get one. And what do you do with it? What do you do with this thing? Right.
Right.
So I had in those couple weeks while I was learning what this business was, I was just reaching out to people. I made contact with these guys, went to one of their meetings. So I had a really, really quickly established some initial relationships. So once I had this property locked up, I knew they had this JV program that they had seen them, you know, kind of mentioning. So I reached out to them, and we ended up splitting that deal. If I remember, it was like a 70-30 split in my favor. So it was actually, you know, pretty good. So we were able to sell that property in a matter of, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes, put it out there on their list, blasted it out, got it locked up, and it was gone. It was unbelievable, man.
That's awesome.
So, you know, I think we closed on it a couple weeks later, you know, got that check, picked up the check, and it was the most
unreal, most amazing thing. And you know what? The number one most important thing, I'll tell you what it was, and I'll tell the whole audience what it was getting buy-in from my wife. You know, she really understood, look, you can make these checks. Okay, cool, bring it on. I mean, right. She realized, you know, the droughts and the peaks and valleys along the way that would come, but right. At least she knew very quickly, yeah, you can make, you know, you can make a healthy, healthy check from these kinds of deals.
Oh man, that's so important when you're starting something new and your wife's like a little nervous at first and, you know, can we really get paid? Are you chasing rabbits down the hole? Then you show her a check and then it's,
yeah,
game over.
It's incredible. I mean, we're, you know, we were like lining out to get married at the time and, you know, just a lot of things are uncertainty from business world, right? As entrepreneurs, I'm sure a lot of people relate. There's a lot of times when you're like all in and just trying to figure things out, things can be scary. But she's my support system, man. I mean, you know, it's really important to have that, you know, everybody talks about their partners in business, but you know, your partner at home is really, I think the number one partner, because they give you the mental stability to kind of stay focused, stay your course, even when things aren't good, you know, and things are tough sometimes, because let's be honest, you know, it's not all, you know, roses and sunshines and business building. I wish it were. Most of what people don't see is the majority of the time when things can be kind of rough while you're growing things.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's so important. And we've actually done a show about spouses on Cash Flow Dad Life, and my wife came on and spoke, and it's so important. Like it's kind of like that thing from that scene from Rocky, where if Adrian's not supporting him, he's not fighting the right way. You know,
exactly. Yeah,
you have to have that support. Let's transition a little bit. If I could ask you about this, one of the biggest barriers, if not the biggest barrier, in fact, I think it's like 98% of the game is like the mental aspect of things. Like you've got the entrepreneurial spirit and you're an action taker, but I think that a lot of people aren't just born action takers. You know, there's a certain habit that you get in by doing some of the other things. It might have been how you were raised. It might have been some of the other habits you're forming. And what is so important in setting that mindset is your fitness and your fitness goals. Like everything's interrelated. It's all interlocked. Can you share a little bit about how much your physical fitness and your goals there played a part in developing the mindset to get that first $15,000 check that you got in real estate?
Yeah. I mean, it comes down to that athlete mindset. And, you know, I tell you, it developed very early on for me. I was put into sports at an early age. You know, as a kid, I was always very active outside running. I don't know, maybe it was the generation I was coming up from. We were all still outside running around. Even though we were trying to play with our Nintendos back then. Right.
Yeah.
But you know, sports were always there for me. And I always, I don't know, I guess my mom was competitive. She was always competitive in the sports we played growing up. Right. So
that what always, sports did you play?
Well, I played baseball. I played a lot of tennis from very early on till about high school time, like at a competitive level. So we played tournaments and, you know, we're very competitive within the family too, playing. Yeah. So that was just kind of put into me and competing and pushing hard to win. And pushing. And when I say pushing, I mean like pushing to the point of, you know, without getting gross here, but like throwing up, like being on the court and just right. working hard on a hot summer day, you know, it was a lot of time when I was off from school, just playing hard until you know, keeled over, threw up, you know, rehydrated and kept playing.
That's like going to CrossFit, but it's playing tennis.
Yeah. Pushing hard. Yeah, exactly. But whether it was tennis, eventually in high school, I started running track, and that's really where I started really understanding what a coach like pushing you to point of break really was. I remember there was times at track practice, you know, I remember, you know, a coach, I don't even remember his name now, but just coach yelling at me, come on, Del Pozo, let's go, let's go. And it was always to the point of, you know, being sick or just pushing to the point of, I can't do this anymore. But realizing what that felt like and knowing that the next time out, I was going beyond that, you know, that you start to build this thing in your brain where it's like, okay, you know, the tough times really suck, but getting to that tough time gets you that little bit further. So I guess, you know, in my early days, that really got implanted in my head. As I got older, got into, you know, competitive bodybuilding, that's a very, it's a solo sport, if you will, to a certain degree, because it's, you know, you're building and creating this thing that you want to present, you know, in these contests, this physique. But you spend a lot of time within your head, and there's hard days. There's days that you don't want to be consistent. You know, there's a strict diet. There's a strict this. So I think my early, the early tools of pushing and being competitive helped themselves at that phase of my life where I knew I wanted to look a certain way. I knew I wanted to win. I knew I had goals, but as I started pushing forward and I struggled, I knew each struggle was me getting that bit closer. I never connected that with business, right? Because at those times, everything was just very separated from me, you know, late teens, early 20s. It was, you know, sport, and there was never a connection of business. But as I started going and evolving, you start to kind of see these things. And I think personal growth, too, is very important. Personal growth and understanding of your own personality. You know, I'm big on personality tests now in determining kind of who you are, and also the team that you're working with. So you know how to best handle situations. So a lot of, you know, mental growth and personal growth, understanding of yourself over the years and time, helped me when I got to the point of business. Right. And let me kind of tie that in where, you know, in business, let's say you start going to the gym and it's like, you have this idea of where you want to go. Right. You have this idea that you want this business, you want it successful, you want a lot of money, whatever that means. Or in the gym, you know, you want to lose weight, you want to look a certain way, but you don't really know where to go. You start doing a lot of things. You're disorganized. You go a certain direction sometimes and it doesn't pan out for you. And the same thing with dieting. I mean, you know, people, how many times have come up to me, Paul, I can't lose weight. I can't do this. But really finding the structure, right? Finding some guidance. You know, coaching, if you will, you know, whether it's in business or whether it's in sport, and really just kind of finding the steps, finding discipline and going day in, day out. Just trying to focus on the battle daily, you know, and when I mean battle, it's like you're your own biggest, battle, you know, in our head, you know, sometimes we question our abilities to be able to get places, you know. Sure, when I was 18 years old, I questioned the ability to be able to train with a Mr. Olympia, one of the best in the world, you know, but I had these thoughts, but I kept pushing forward. And ultimately years later, these experiences happened. You know, I got to train with the best in the world and, you know, call some of the elite, you know, athletes in the world, you know, friends and be a part of that. And now the same thing with business. I've kind of opened myself out there and reached out and connected with some of the elite, you know, successful pros in our business and in real estate, gotten some tips, advice, you know, and apply that to my everyday battle with myself.
Awesome, man. Yeah. No, it's one of those things where it's like, when people are starting off in real estate, a lot of times I compare it to people who start off in the gym. There's two types of people. You know, there's people who continue with it and they're successful with it. And there's people that stop because they think it doesn't work. Right. You know, so like a lot of people get started with real estate and they go out and they try knocking on their first pre-foreclosure door, sending out one set of mailers, and then they don't get results. And they go, oh, that didn't work. And it's the same as if you were to go to the gym and you're like, you know what, I want to be a bodybuilder. And you go and you kill yourself in the gym for a day, and then you look in the mirror the next day, and you're like, oh, it didn't work.
Yeah, but let's relate that to actually something more realistic, right? I mean, most people don't become bodybuilders, but most people want to get in shape. And we have the first of the year just, you know, right around the corner, and everybody, you know, sets a goal. Oh, it's the beginning of the year. And most people fizzle out after about a month or two. And, you know, why is that? You know, it's just they don't have that proper mindset or the proper expectations or the proper idea of just understanding what it's going to take, right? And I think that happens with business. We don't know what it's going to take to actually get this giant machine forward, right? To get this ball moving forward. Right. Getting a deal is easy. One deal is very easy. You know, second deal, you know, they're out there. But having consistent deals happen all the time and creating a business around it, that's the tricky part, right? You know, going to the gym for one badass workout, right. Or having like an awesome run one day. That's fantastic. But what's the big picture view there? You know, how's that work?
Right. Yeah. Consistency. Consistency is key to have long-term success in that. So let's talk a little bit about your favorite deal. You know, you've made a couple deals like that. Your first one, 15 grand. That's spectacular. And you're kind of doing some more stuff that's even virtual now and setting up some systems. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So virtual wholesaling came about in my world because I used to live in South Florida. That's where I started my business, generated lead flow, was doing deals down there. But as life has it, my wife and I had decided to move to California. But I still had a lead flow in South Florida and I didn't want it to just go away. What am I going to do with this? Right. So I decided, hey, let me just start figuring out how to handle the pieces I can't handle there. And one, obviously I can't go on appointments, because I'm in California. That might be an expensive, round trip every time I need to go on an appointment. So I need to find somebody locally, to go on appointments. And that's what I started working on, started working on really first. I looked at my relationships of people that I had done business with, people that I knew had the same values that we aligned well with. And I really kind of started looking at my network of people that I've worked out with over the last year or two, through my flex and flip efforts. I tell you why I'm going, here. People that work out or meet up with me and, we had catch a workout, they're kind of like-minded. So yeah. I've used it as a way to kind of connect with folks that have, similar like-minded goals, as far as like fitness, health, life in general. Yeah. So from this pool of my network, I was able to find the folks, in business in Florida that I could start doing deals with. So we started kind of, working out those relationships. I would handle the front end of marketing. They would handle the back end of getting deals closed and done and sold. So, over the last,
who would write the workouts?
right here. Shoot me an email, write your workout. But that goes hand in hand, man. With my partners, my partner, Paul in Southwest Florida, we often talk about workouts and how that is and that struggle, and we encourage each other on that front and talk about business, encourage each other on that front. So it all kind of ties in. It's a lot of mental push and mental battles that we're supporting each other on.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Yeah, that's it's such an important point that you touched upon, that when you start doing this at a high level like you are, you start needing to build a team around you. And you mentioned earlier you take in, personality tests. Like, do you take the DISC profile test? That's the one that we mostly
take. Yeah, I take the DISC.
Yeah.
I literally have had everybody around me, my wife, family, everybody, people are welcome to take it. Because it just gives you a good sense. And it's funny, now that I'm very familiar with results and stuff, I can meet somebody and be like, oh, okay, I know where they are. They're a high D or whatever it is, I think it's really important to understand yourself first off, right? Like, a lot of people just go through life and not really understand, how they're wired, or how maybe earlier life events and situations and upbringing, drive you or have caused you to think a certain way, sometimes in the negative, right? Sometimes we have behaviors or patterns that we just do because that's just what we've done. But when we can assess ourselves or know how we respond to things, based on, interaction with folks or who, is on our team and things like that. I think we just get better understanding and just can move it all forward better.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's birds of a feather flock together. And when you have like-minded people, it just makes getting results all the more easy. You're not fighting over different ideas or concepts or ways of going about things, or you're not struggling with someone that has a completely different mindset than you have.
I mean, that's the most important thing, man. Building people that are on your team or in your support network that are supportive, that, can give it to you straight, of course. But you want people that want generally the same kind of thing. Really a circle of influence. I mean, who are the people around you, right? So if you have that person that's always that obstacle or that struggle, they're just negative, that's just a downer for the team or yourself. So you got to try to stay away from that as possible.
Cut them out. Get out of here.
Get out of here,
Nancy. So tell us about your favorite deal. I mean, you were telling me you've done, one of your biggest deals was like $64,000. But tell me about your favorite deal and how that went down.
Favorite deal? I'll tell you, I guess a favorite deal was one of the virtual deals we did earlier this year. Once we got all the pieces together from here and had different, whether it's lead manager and cold caller, acquisitions managers, really having all the pieces in play and watching all that proceed to the end and then getting that first deal done. Smaller deal, about $12,000, nothing too huge. But just the process and being able to sit here in California where I now live and watching a deal happen in Florida, I mean, to me, that blows my mind. You know, we live in a time where we have technology that is just ridiculous. I mean, we can run businesses from anywhere. You know, I'm fortunate to live in Southern California. So I take my laptop wherever I have Wi-Fi or my signal strong, I plug in and do work from. But I have the ability to work from beachside or, you know, on a hillside or wherever I want. And that's just because of how I'm building the business that I want for myself. You know, being a business owner and being in real estate, you know, we read a lot, we grow a lot, right? And we start learning about how to kind of create businesses that we want to serve our life and our lifestyle. You know, we've all spent many years, you know, working for people, working in businesses, working in other structures for other people's goals. So now when you have a chance to run your own business, you start doing it in a different headspace and you start figuring out, hey, you know, I want a certain way. I want a certain freedom, right? So all the time, you know, I get around, you know, I'm going to flex and flip my way to freedom, which is ultimately what I'm doing. You know, building real estate, using real estate as a vehicle to secure my future. I mean, that's really what it's all about, you know, and really flex and flip is really a sense of, you know, all things, you know, business, fitness and life, which are all essential. I preach all the time, you know, I'm always preaching, you know, people should work out, stay healthy, you know, be fitness and health conscious, right? Because while we're building business, while we're focused in our lanes, you know, a lot of times that's all we're thinking about, right? And then we kind of struggle to balance life and our jobs and business building. But sometimes we forget about ourselves and staying healthy and staying focused on making sure we're around as long as possible. You know, I have a lot of friends that I know, you know, they've lived unhealthy lifestyles. So they're dealing with health consequences, weight, you know, diabetes, things like that. And you don't want to see those things, you know, especially if you worked, you know, hard to build a business to give you the freedom. And the last thing you want to do is get stuck in a position where you can't enjoy that freedom because you're ill or you're sick or whatever it may be.
Yeah. It's so fundamental. I mean, you know, and I'm a little bit hypocritical because I haven't worked out in over a month and I'm starting to feel like a real fat son of a bitch. But, but you know, when you do work out, it gives you so much energy. It drives everything that you do, you know, the energy to make a call, the energy to send an email, the energy to make an offer, the mental energy to work the numbers and write up offers to call. I mean, like, and it gives you those endorphins. It makes you feel good, you know? So it's just, it's such an important thing that really it's foundational, you know, not just long-term, like you're saying, where you're dealing with health issues that affect your work,
right?
But just on the short term, you wake up and you work out in the morning, you feel good that day. You know,
I mean, think about this. It's always the people that are out of shape or don't work out or consistent that are always saying, oh, I'm tired. Oh, it's been a long week. Oh, it's because their energy levels are awful. They've been eating crap all week. You know, they don't have endorphins running through their body, you know, good mental, you know, energy going through their brain, starting on a positive note. So of course you feel tired, you know, working out's not going to make you feel tired as opposed to what some people think. It's going to give you that energy. If you choose to work out in the beginning of the day, which I do, you know, it's fantastic. Gets you going. You feel accomplished. Or if you choose to work out later in the day, you know, you just, you know, you get your stuff done and then you have your goal of accomplishing your own personal goals. You know, you can't be half-assed. Let me preach about this, right? You can't be half-assed. If you're going to commit, you know, to being healthier and stronger, commit. Don't go once in 1 year, right? You got to make sure you stay there consistent. And look, I'll be straight. You know, we all have moments of kind of falling off and maybe inconsistency, but at least, you know, if we can keep it in our mind, not let it go too far out where then, you know, reeling it back in becomes tough. You know, it's okay. It's okay to fall off. But as long as we reevaluate ourselves, you know, oh, have I been doing the right things? Maybe for business too. You know, is your business, you know, fallen off? Have your revenues, have your goals not gotten to where they wanted? Did you not put the full effort of your plan throughout the year? You know, it's just good to kind of, all right, you know, I assess where you are. It's the end of the year now. You know, let's assess where we are so that we can dial it back in for the beginning of the year. And just having those checks within yourself and within your business are really important.
Exactly. Well, this is so awesome, man, having this podcast right before New Year's, you know, where everybody's starting to make their resolutions, you know, and just you know, it's a great time to reflect on this, guys, and to think about being consistent in everything that you do, you know, whether it's business and your fitness. It's all a huge part of it. I want to recommend for everyone to go to Paul's Facebook group right now and join the Flex and Flip community. It's phenomenal being a part of it because you get daily inspiration from Paul and motivation to keep on going. And right now it's free. So, you know, you really should charge for it, Paul, but awesome that it's free. But guys, you know, if you are like minded, you know, with this podcast, if you like what Paul had to say and, you know, you want some inspiration to, you know, get started in business or keep going in business and the same thing with your physical fitness, check out the Flex and Flip Facebook.
Yeah, guys, come check it out. You know, we got a lot of, you know, high level investors, entrepreneurs, business owners in there. You know, it's not just me posting. There's a lot of, you know, investors in there posting too, you know, through their struggles and their success of business as well. A lot of folks that I admire and what they've accomplished in there. And I like to help and support my colleagues in this industry that we're in together. So I encourage anybody that, you know, has some sort of connection, whether it's with sport or fitness, and that you've, you know, heard what I had to say. If you have any, interest, come check out the Flex and Flip group. I mean, it's open to everybody right now. There are a couple questions I want you to kind of answer before you submit. You know, man, I'll tell you, a lot of people don't like answering questions.
Right.
But, you know, the ones that are really interested, you fill out the questions, three real basic questions on what you're looking to accomplish, you know, with us and with the group. And, you know, I welcome you to come join us.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, thank you so much for sharing. One last question for you, you know, especially going into this new year. If you are in the position that many people are in where they're looking to make a change in their life, both with their fitness and their business, maybe, you know, let go of some fears and get started investing in real estate or any other passive income type investment. What is your, you know, in your opinion, what is that one domino that knocks down all the other dominoes? Where's the first place to start?
Yeah, just putting it out there, man. Just putting, you know, saying it out loud, making a post of it, you know, putting it out in a group, telling your family during Christmas. I mean, just putting it out there. But I'll be honest, you know, and I'll forewarn people. People will laugh, ridicule, you know, they'll knock you down, but put it out there and keep putting it out there, because if you keep saying it and you keep believing, you're going to achieve it. I mean, we can do anything we want. We just got to continue to believe it and just continue pushing forward. That's what you got to do.
I freaking love that answer, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
Hey, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks so much, man. It was a real big pleasure of mine.
Take care.
Thanks.
Boom. Thanks for listening. Please remember to rate and subscribe. You're going to want to listen to every episode as soon as it comes out, because each episode has an idea or a strategy that could literally change your life. And listen, don't miss out on the free investor tools that I have for you on my website, cashflowdadlife.com. So go to cashflowdadlife.com and get your free swag. And listen, hit me up if you want to talk about how we can get you out of the rat race as soon as possible. Until next time, my name is Ryan Anke, and this was Cashflow Dad Life.